days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are ours.
Happy
days.
These days are ours.
Share them with me.
Goodbye, gray sky. Hello, blue. There's nothing can hold me when I'm
home. It's your morning team show on WSJW. It's 8:25. Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you this morning, but once again, not with Art Lewis, as he's enjoying another day off. He actually returns tomorrow, by the way. It's too bad. I know he'd be singing along to the Happy Days theme.
Monday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Grooving all week with you.
Well, that's pretty good bass there. Bad Johnston had in there.
Oh, happy days.
One of the stars of the sitcom, and there were many,
yes,
has announced he is ready to write a memoir. The Fonz.
I was going to say, is it The Fonz? All right.
Henry Winkler, of course, who made his career because of Happy Days. Now,
he sure did.
Since yes. then, though, he's done a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They list here some of his other credits that include Arrested Development, Parks and Recreation, and the Emmy-winning role he had on the HBO series Barry. And I'm sorry to say I don't know that, since I don't have access to
HBO. I never did watch that one, but I know what I know what they're talking
about. That is.
Yep.
Which I thought was really cool after he, you know, had that tough guy, you know, role in Happy Days and, you know, Tractor the Wind. Then he went on to do a lot of comedy, and he was really good at it.
Very good at
it. He was really good at
it. He starred in one of Ron Howard's first ever movies called Night Shift.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Henry Winkler and an unknown guy at the time from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. His name, Michael Keaton. That was one of his very first roles, was a Night Shift. And also somebody else by the name of Shelley Long, who would, of course, become known for Cheers.
Cheers, yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, so, Ron was really packing in the stars, stars.
But he made sure he got Henry Winkler, who played the exact opposite of what the Fonz was all about. Complete opposite. It was great.
So he broke the stereotype.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he could do that.
And he says he's both excited and nervous to write a memoir. He says mainly because it's hard to remember what happened the day before yesterday.
Right,
How am I supposed to remember my life? He has worked on previous books, it says here, including I've Never Met an Idiot on the River, Reflections on Family Photography and Fly Fishing. Okay?
Okay, all right.
And a children's book called, a children's series called Here's Hank, an Alien Superstar.
Oh, all
so right. He's got other opportunities to do some writing, but yeah, memoir. It doesn't say when it's going to be out. It just says currently untitled and scheduled for release in 2024.
Okay.
Well, he's got a couple of years to work on. So.
Yes, he does. Oh, looking forward to that.
That'd be fun.
I'm certain that he will talk about Jumping the Shark.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he has to. I don't know how you can't.
The iconic Happy Days episode, which has been used now whenever a TV series apparently is on its way to its demise.
Yes, it is Jump the Shark, right. And remember, he jumped the shark with his leather jacket
on.
That was impressive. Yeah, very impressive.
That was the, which made it even more strange. It was a sitcom, but still.